something about Mary Tudor's tomb.
I am Father Hugh Logan, and I'm from the Diocese of St. George's in Grenada. About a year ago, I was reading the first encyclical of our dear Pope Francis on the joy of the gospel, and the final chapter is dedicated to Mary. And I encountered that Pope Francis says that we all need a mother. And then I realized why Mary and why God gave us a mother and gave the church a mother. Because I was going through a very difficult time as parish priest, and it was very distressful, and I was really down. And it was on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception that I got up really early and I was praying. I went into the church and I took a statue of Our Lady and I placed her next to the lectern. And when I was preaching, this feeling just overwhelmed me, a feeling of sadness, and I felt the presence of Our Lady. I felt her presence embracing me and consoling me. And then I understood why Pope Francis said in his encyclical, we all need a mother. Because when I think about my own life and when I'm in trouble and when I need to be comforted, I run to my mother, who gives me a word of comfort, because mothers are gifted by God with these qualities to be people who comfort us in our times of trials and difficulties and pain. And so it's then I realized, and it was a conversion experience for me, why Mary? And from that day on, I became quite confident as a Catholic why we honor Mary and why we should develop a relationship with her. So at this time, for those of you who may be listening and who will listen to this, I encourage you in your time of distress and sorrow, ask Mary, your mother, to intercede for you. Ask Mary, your mother, a gift that God has given to each one of us, to pray to a son for us. So I pray that today that you also, like I, who have experienced this conversion and the basic truth that we cannot run away from, is that, as Pope Francis says, we all need a mother. Amen.